A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus gave the apostles authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. He gave them strength and confidence that what he was asking them to do could really be done. We see these men named, men of different backgrounds and lifestyles, and men who had been through changes and life experiences, and a lot of this happened before they met Jesus. But now, since they have been in the company of Jesus the teacher, if they have been listening, they would have received enormous amounts of advice on how to live as Jesus lived. Jesus has told them, "Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. You are the salt of the earth. Blessed are the peacemakers. If you forgive others, your heavenly Father will forgive you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth. Do not worry about your life. Do not judge so that you may not be judged. Ask and it will be given you. Enter through the narrow gate." Much of what Jesus had taught them was new and radical. This day, when he calls 12 individuals to be the apostles, they are being summoned to use these learnings, this information from their teacher, so their listeners would hear them proclaim, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." Imagine yourself today being called at 7:30 in the morning to drive out unclean spirits, to cure diseases with the assurance of Jesus' strength behind you. Jesus, as it were, has your back. What will you do with this challenge today? What unclean spirits will you meet? When the traffic on the way to work is getting you frustrated and you are agitated, how can you drive out that unclean spirit in your heart? When the unclean spirit on the radio is more bombings, more deaths, weather disasters, how can you drive out that unclean spirit when those situations are thousands of miles away? When a co-worker calls in sick and there is no replacement except for you to do twice as much work, what can we do with such an unclean spirit? Well, we might do what the apostles may have done that day after this summons and directive. We might run back to Jesus and say, What about this? Tell me again how I, little old me, can even approach this disease or unclean spirit. Do people even want me around to do it? Will they even believe that I have come with the power of my Master? Tell me again how. Tell me what words or actions to use to proclaim that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yes, I believe we are the apostles of today, and our hands and hearts may be the only hands and hearts at hand. Thanks, Jesus, for the invitation. Help us to proclaim that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.